Let's check in with our contestants. Jerry, if you were a monster, what kind of monster would you be?
I guess I would be the 1970s Godzilla nemesis Rodan. Because he was really cool. He spun around, but he was also a great sculptor.
Carissa, if you were a monster, what kind of monster would you be?
I would be the nemesis to the Keebler elves and be the Cookie Monster.
Your next game is a music parody game called To All the Ghouls I've Loved Before. Jerry, you won the first game, so win this and you'll move on to the final round. Carissa, you need to win this or your dissertation will be shredded. Oh. Jonathan Colton, take it away.
I sure will. We have rewritten the kind of creepy Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias song To All the Girls I've Loved Before to be either less creepy or more creepy, depending on your perspective, because it is now about famous monsters. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. To all the ghouls I've loved before, cone-shaped hair I can't ignore, they built her just for me, then electricity awoke her, she's alive, they swore. Carissa.
Bride of Frankenstein?
Indeed, Bride of Frankenstein is correct.
Her name is Bernice, okay?
Yeah, she has a name. Actually, Mrs. Frankenstein was the wife of the scientist.
Exactly.
Just mansplained in a slightly more feminist way, but not that much more.
I love that.
The winds of change are always blowing. There are times they smell like trash. This Muppet Crump had no nose showing. His can was cramped, I had to dash. Jerry.
Oscar the Grouch?
That's correct. Not the most horrifying monster in the history of monsters.
Yeah, we've all had that apartment.
Yeah. Pretty standard. There was this one manifestation. Big white thing in a sailor's hat. I felt a very strange sensation when the Ghostbusters made him splat. Carissa.
The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man?
Yes, that's right. This is your last clue. My latest ghoul, he does beguile. He has a very pointy smile. Transylvanian stud who likes to drink my blood. I think I'll let him suck a while. Sherry.
Dracula.
Yeah, you got it. Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie, so here's your tiebreaker question. Hands on your buzzers. Name the hit Halloween song by Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, released in 1962. Carissa.
Monster Mash?
That is correct. Well done. So, Carissa, with that, you've tied it up for with one game apiece, and we're back to another tiebreaker round.
Right.
Doesn't get any easier. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long will be eliminated. You'll have to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Periodic table elements with topic numbers 1 through 10. Carissa, you start.
Carbon.
Carbon is number 6, correct. Jerry.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen is number 7.
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen is number 1, Carissa. Correct. Jerry.
Oxygen.
Oxygen is number 8. Back to Carissa.
Well. I'm going to guess sodium.
I'm sorry, sodium is incorrect, so we're going to have to say goodbye, and congratulations to Jerry. You're moving on to the final round.
It's settled. Our finalists are Vanessa and Jerry. They will face off in our final round at the end of the show. Coming up, Stranger Things, David Harbour has many sides. We'll roll with 20 of them in the nerdiest game you'll ever hear. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.